All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up on page 20 in Rav Kashdiel Sefer. So about it's actually the third paragraph down. It's 11 lines down from the top. So he writes, Kol ben adam b'chomakum shun nimtza hu irani. So the natural state of man should be that in any situation, in any circumstance in which he is, see, he is alert. Im mishehu lo hitzliachu miyad mevar lamahu lo hitzliachu minasa shuv. So we'll say, so in general in life, remember again, he was talking about the fact that the Ramchal compared a person who does not pay attention in life to the war horse, right? The war horse, again, either wearing blinders or being beaten with clubs or being chased by dogs, just runs, and does not pay attention to any of the circumstances around it. So this, of course, Ramchal was telling us that this is not the natural state of man. The natural state of man is to be attentive, is to be alert. See, he says, let's say a person is challenged and not, and for whatever reason, not paying attention to the circumstances in life and not being alert. So he says, in general in life, if a person tries something and is unsuccessful, so page 20, about middle of the page, so a person goes ahead and tries to identify why it is that I failed. Why was I not successful in a particular endeavor? I'm going to try my best to fix whatever it was that was wrong. So in business. So a person goes ahead and in business and tries something, and the venture fails. So what does a person do? Person doesn't just say, okay, let's try it again, or let's do something different. A smart businessman will say, okay, let me identify why this failed, and let me try to figure out what to do different going forward. Either I failed because this is not a good endeavor, or it failed because it's a good endeavor, but I didn't put in the requisite hishtaglus. Whatever it is, there's an analysis. So he writes, "Az lama ala chayim haruchniyum shel chalo." So why don't we apply this same standard to our spiritual lives, right? Meaning, why not take the same approach with our spiritual lives as we take with our business and our career? He says, "Tivar lecha, ma haya tov lecha, ma azar lecha lehit kadim, ma lo azar lecha uma asar lecha nezek." So we'll say again in a business model. So a businessman will say, "What's been good for my business? What's helped my business to grow?" And conversely, again, what have been the factors that have hurt me or have put me at a disadvantage? So all Rav Kashdiel is saying is, it's the same model for spiritual life, right? I have to identify, what are the things in my spiritual life that have helped me to progress? What are the things that have not helped? What are the things that have been successful? What are the things that have been damaging? Ha'im la'asos ha'sacheshbon ha'poshet hazeh lo tivi. One would assume that it should be natural and almost reflexive to make this type of shikul, to make this type of calculation. Ze bevadai tivi. Of course it's natural. Az lama b'chol zos, ata misnahig b'tzura lo tivis velo hegyonis. So Rav Kashdiel asks the million-dollar question. Why is it that specifically in our spiritual lives, we're constantly doing things that are counterintuitive? Why is it that we're logical in every other area of life but our spiritual life? It's such a profound question. How could it be that in my business life, in my career, I would never consciously make decisions that would adversely impact my business, that would adversely impact my parnasa? I would never do that. Yet, when it comes to my spiritual life, I do it all of the time. So what's the pshat? Welcome back, Yankee. What's the pshat, right? How could that be at the end of the day? We'll see, you hear this, Shiloh? This is like a, as they say in French, you know, a bam kasha, right? This is mamash, like, this is the fundamental issue we grapple with all of the time. In every other area of life, we're so well thought out. We're so methodical. We're so logical, but yet when it comes to the most important thing in life, my neshama, for whatever the reason, I'm often not making the right decisions. So what's the pshat? So look what he says. Asibu lakach, shezu achos mitach bolosav shal hayetzer hara. So the difference is, he says, the difference is that when it comes to my ruchnius, when it comes to my spirituality, there is a force working against me that the truth is not really as present as in other areas of life, and that's my Yetzirah. That when it comes to my spirituality, I have this thing called my Yetzirah, which we'll define. I have this thing called my Yetzirah that actively tries to undermine my spiritual progress and growth. He says, Sarach lilmod esa Yetzirah. Both say, like anything in life, you know, Rahman al-Islam, if a person is stricken with a disease, so if a person wants to be able to cure the disease, so the first thing you have to do is what? Is what? You have to diagnose it, and then after you identify what it is, you have to understand it. Understand it. If I don't know what it is that I'm dealing with, right? If I go ahead and I take Advil, but I really have a sinus infection. So at the end of the day, I'm not treating the disease. I'm not treating the sickness. So if Kashtil is saying over here, if we acknowledge that it's the Yetzer Hara that ultimately goes ahead and undermines our spiritual progress, so in order to be able to combat it, I have to know, so what is the Yetzer Hara? What is it? Yetzer Hara, zu sugya chadasha. So if Kashtia writes, the Yetzer Hara, it's mamish a brand new sugya. Brand new sugya. It's a topic unto itself. Dover yichudi etzel ha'adam. It is something unique. It is something unique by the realm of man. Top of page 21. Maze bichlal. Lama huzeh shamonea mimei es hadavar hachitivi. First of all, what is this Yetzirah? And why does this Yetzirah seem to work against me? Seem to work against me in not preventing me, but in trying to derail me from engaging in what would seem to be the most natural of life activities, namely this assessment of what it is that I'm doing in my spiritual life. Hari zeneged hateva lihios kimosus shoteif b'mochama keitzad ze misafsher. So we'll say, see, you hear what he's saying over here, you hear this kasha? So the kasha that he's asking is, on one hand, what we're saying is that what the Ramchal calls zihirus, the idea of living life with my eyes open, and the idea of paying attention to life, being attentive in life, seems to be the most natural thing. It's teva, because the truth is we do it in every single other area of life. We're attentive to the way we live. We're attentive to the decisions we make. We don't do things that are objectively harmful or will undermine ultimately my goals in life. And yet, when it comes to spirituality, for some reason we're like the war horse. We're like the war horse. So why is that? So of course the simple answer is, it's the Yetzer Hara. Rav Kashtiel says, that's fine. That's a true statement, that is the Yetzer Hara. But in order to fully address this dynamic, we have to understand, A, what is the Yetzer Hara? And B, so why does the Yetzer Hara make me into the war horse, right? Why does the Yetzer Hara go ahead and seem to undermine this most basic process of introspection, contemplation, and living life in an alert fashion? So let's begin this section. Page 21, the second section, bold letters. Mahu Yetzer Hara, Uma Ma'avko Betoda. So I'll say, so what is the Yetzer Hara? And what is the nature of its struggle? Haramchal tier shezihirus ze davar ma'utivi. We'll say that Haramchal explained that zihirus, right, being alert in life, is something that should be very tivi, is something that should be natural. Something that should be natural. In other words, to be alert in life, to be attentive in life, should be natural. Why? He says, afilu ha'chayos v'ha'behemos b'teva Shomros alatzman. Because we spoke about this before. Because even in the animal kingdom, right, the notion of being alert is something that is ingrained. It's instinctive in them. Zihirus ze hadavar hachi normali. Being zohir, being alert in life, is normal. It's teva. It's instinctive. It's innate. Remember again, he said that's why the cat is never going to go into the dark alleyway, the dark corner, if it doesn't know where it's going. The dog is always going to perk up in the midst of danger. Even animals, again, have this instinct to avoid danger. Ulafize ola hasheila, and therefore, again, the question comes up: Ha'im ze davar kol kach tivi If indeed being alert, if indeed zihirus is so tivi, is so natural, lama anachnu lefam lo nisharim. Why are there times when we are not alert? Lama anachnu bedvarim ruchaniim lo nisharim. Rabbos say, why is it that in spiritual matters we're not alert? Rabbos say, just understand the profundity of the his question, right? We do things every single day that compromise our ruchnius. Whether Rabbos say, it's things that are so nuanced. Things that are so, subtle. Things that are so, so I will say, it's important to relax and it's important to engage in forms of recreation. So, even today we live in a society where the boundaries are so broken down. So a person watches a movie to relax, okay? No problem. I will say, it used to be, so a person rented a PG-13 movie or something like that. So totally fine, right? It's because you assume something that's suitable for children 13 years old. Well, the truth is, what society deems suitable today for a child who's 13 years old is not even suitable for an adult. It's not even suitable for an adult. Those are simple things. I'm not even talking about with movies of higher ratings. But, those are things that by definition bombard our sensitivities. The truth is, a person can't open up a newspaper today without seeing something that just is not totally appropriate. The internet is a whole other issue. The idea over here is that the Ramchal is saying is our ruchnius is bombarded every single day. Even I'm not looking for trouble. I'm not looking for any trouble. I'm just trying to be a good Jew. The truth is, you don't even have to look for it, because whatever you do in life, it will find you. And therefore, again, what the Ramchal is saying is that we have to be zohir. We have to be vigilant. We always have to be attentive to what's going on. And yet, so it's so logical to be attentive. And yet, when it comes to our ruchnios, at the end of the day, sometimes we're so inattentive. Lama anachnu bedvar ruchniyim lo nisharim. So why are we inattentive? Why are we not properly attentive when it comes to our ruchnios? See, he says, Hare mitzad hanefesh tiva. So let's finish this paragraph. Hare mitzad hanefesh tiva lishor al atzma uli shamer mimash shemazikma. Kimo behema shebarachas meish sakana. V'nishmeres mod. Sarech lichor lios osad davar ba'adam. So both in the same way that if the animal sees that there's a fire burning somewhere, so again, the animal is going to run in another direction in order to avoid that fire. So too, again, it should be the same tava that if I see a spiritual fire burning somewhere, not a good spiritual fire, a negative spiritual fire burning somewhere, I'm going to run the opposite direction as well. Nafsho tzricha lihyo zihira. Adam roe mashu sheyacho lahashpia alav l'ra'a b'ruchnius. But if I see something that could have a negative impact on my ruchnius, the instinctivit hu omer lihizar ulisrachek me'adavar, it should be instinctive that I get up and I run in the other direction. The adam tzarech lihios zar yosir mebehema, and above all, my obligation is to be even more vigilant and alert than an animal. Ki ein lo sechel biyesh lo rak techushos. Because an animal, both say, animal doesn't have intellect, an animal has instinct. Ha'adam tzarech lihios im zihiros nafshis, harbe yoser gavoa. We'll say, so if the horse knows to run away from a fire, and the horse is just acting on instinct, of course, how much more so I have to go ahead and run away from those negative things as well. We'll say, one more minute. Lidugma. Look at this example. Kisha adam haya shomel ashnar. So we'll say, how would this play out? If I were to be truly alert in life, so how would this life alertness play out? Look at this mashal. He says, "Kisha adam haya shomea lashon hara." We'll say, if I would hear lashon hara, "Barer haya lo sheze lo shayich ki ze mazik lo lenefesh l'ruach." So we'll say, so I'm standing with a group of people, and what happens? Someone begins to speak lashon hara. So if I'm alert in life, so I say to myself, you know what? This is not good for me. This is not good for me. This will only hurt me. It will not help me. Adam shemisaper lashon hara, Hayatzarech lihios mivuto mufto. So Rabbi say ultimately again a person who would speak lashon hara would simply cease. Kol ha'itonim hayatzichim lihios dalfonim ki afechad lo hayarotz lichtov lashon hara ki zenegir ateva. Of course, he says, again, it would hurt the newspaper industry, right? Because, again, if people would be alert, who would ever want to speak about anything negative about another individual? That if I opened up a store, Silber's Poison Foods, right? So, Mamish, I would assume that I wouldn't be very successful, because if it's clear that I'm selling poisonous food, no one is going to want to partake of those purchases. So the truth is, says Rav Kashtiel, if I'm alert, then I understand that the truth is, Lashon Hara is absolutely no different than poisonous food. The detrimental effects are absolutely no different. In fact, again, one could even make the argument that perhaps the impact of Lashon Hara is even worse than the impact of poisonous food. If I was alert, then I would realize that anything that is detrimental to my neshama, ultimately, I need to move in the other direction from that. If I was alert, then ultimately the need to stay away from all of these negative. First of all, if I was alert, I would recognize the negativity of these things. That's the first thing. I recognize the negativity. And then secondly, I would remove myself from the influence of these things, because by definition, I would understand the negative impact they are having on me. That's all if I was alert. The problem, of course, is that often we're not alert. So stop with Rabosai. In Meretz Hashem tomorrow, Rav Kashtiel is going to highlight the idea as to understand the dynamic. Why aren't we alert? So really, that's the million-dollar question. We all understand the need to be alert. We understand the positive impact of being alert. The need to be alert. Why are we not alert? In Meretz Hashem, 5:45 tomorrow morning.